Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We don't want them to be retaliated against and to be charged by the DOJ and to have other, you know, concerns and problems.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says they're blurring faces in January 6th Capitol security footage. Only 5% of 44,000 hours of video is now public, 2 months after Johnson promised to release it all. That's angering his right flank, who say the footage will exonerate former President Donald Trump and the rioters. Meanwhile, a growing number of Senate Republicans are balking at Trump, calling those convicted of January 6th crimes hostages. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina says they're not political prisoners.
I was here, and I saw maybe a few tourists, a few people who got caught up in things. But when you see police barricades breached, when you see police officers assaulted.
But more House Republicans are following the lead of Trump ally New York's Elise Stefanik. She claims the Biden administration is mistreating American patriots.
I believe that we're seeing the weaponization of the federal government against not just President Trump, but we're seeing it against conservatives.
Trump is promising, if elected, he'll pardon many of the 450 sentenced to prison so far. A Pentagon audit finds more than $1 billion in weapons and gear sent to Ukraine are unaccounted for. That undermines Biden administration efforts to get the Republican-led House to agree to more aid to help counter the Russian invasion. But Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder says there's no evidence the weapons were stolen.
We do see some instances of Russia continuing to spread disinformation to the contrary.
Meanwhile, the Defense Department says it'll investigate the mishandling of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization, which he and others kept secret from the White House for days. Calls for Austin's resignation are growing on Capitol Hill, but Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Austin has his support.
I do look forward to being briefed by the administration in terms of protocols that they may put in place moving forward.
Observers say former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan could be preparing a presidential run on the No Labels ticket. In what many call a necessary first step, the moderate Republican has just resigned as the group's co-chair.
I believe that we can actually win the race. We have a strong ticket that those two major candidates are weak. We might have to try to pull off something that's never been done.
No Labels has secured ballot access in 13 states. Democrats and other Trump critics fear a third-party candidate could pull votes from President Joe Biden and help reelect Trump. And closing arguments have finished in the punishment phase of the former president's civil fraud trial. The judge has already ruled that Trump and his family constantly falsified financial records, and the New York Attorney General is asking the Trump Organization be fined nearly $370 million and be barred from real estate business there. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.